Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming, D-Lo, KC, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo, we your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Let's go, baby, let's go, let's go, let's go! What's good? One more time for whatever day it is. Come on, man. It's Wednesday, September 24th. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live. Alongside executive producer. Yes, indeed.
My guy, Jesse Tapp. My guy.
See, you do that, and that's a lie, too. Every time, like, you know this is my guy, but his jump shot is ass. All right, like, come on.
Yeah.
That's my boy, man. Come on now.
Never has my guy been the kiss of death.
Yeah, Kenny's like really thrown me Kenny through Caraway. The barbershop window a few times today.
No. I'm going to be honest with you, man. You haven't lived until Kenny Caraway has thrown you through the barbershop window.
Look, man, they had to pay Tua, but I don't know if that was the right decision. But you had to do it.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's a damn shame.
Oh, like, Jesse tried to jump through the window to escape.
What movie is it where it's the meme where Wesley Snipes has the gun and he's crying?
That's New Jack City.
Yeah,
you know, New Jack City, G-Money.
I'm about to do that.
J-Money. Oh, no, you would be Nino then if you're doing that to Tua.
It's time. Dude, they might go 0-4 to the Jets. Monday Night Football, baby.
That can't happen. That can't happen.
0-4 in the new Rivals uniforms? Oh, my gosh.
Those are fire, though.
Yeah, they're
you
like.
You going to get one?
Oh, well, there's nobody. Whose jersey am I going to get? What am I going to get? 13 Dan right. Marino?
You're right. I don't know what to do there.
Yeah. You know what I just noticed yesterday? I was watching something on TikTok. Do you know who Orlando Anderson is? Jesse, do you know who that is?
Yeah, the guy who killed Tupac.
Yeah, he was wearing a Dan Marino jersey
that night.
That's
right, he was wearing it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was wearing a Dan Marino jersey. I was watching this video. You ever see the video of Tupac where he comes out of the fight? Like he had just watched Mike and he's like throwing punches. He's like, you see that?
Oh, yeah,
And then, they're following him, and then it slices to the video of Orlando in the, I think it was after the fight, in the lobby. And I'm looking at him like, is he wearing a, and I'm sure I've noticed this in the past, but it didn't care. Like, is he wearing a Dan Marino jersey?
Yeah.
He sure enough is.
Dan Marino authentic.
Yeah, he did.
Size 54.
Yeah. Yes, he did. When he only needed a 42. But he out
You ever been to Vegas for a fight? not go to fight, but been in Vegas?
I've been in Vegas when a fight was happening. Never a Tyson fight, never a Floyd fight. Actually, no, I haven't. Nope, I haven't.
No, I only say that because I've been there for a Floyd fight, and those, specifically the MGM, those lobbies are crazy.
I can only imagine.
It's just prime people watching. That's what I love to do, so I enjoy it. But those lobbies, man, there would be so many people in there, and you see so many different things. Getting out of the arena is actually pretty crazy, too. I left that, but that's a Floyd fight, and Floyd fight is a really, really big deal.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what a Tyson fight was looking like.
Oh, I can't, man.
I can't imagine those.
Yeah, it must have been bananas. Mm-hmm. A Mike Tyson fight in Vegas. Yeah, I cannot imagine. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine. Yeah, I do wish I had gotten to experience. That's a sporting event. I do wish.
Oh, Floyd's I could coming experience. Back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Floyd fighting.
I wish I could have experienced the Mike Tyson fight.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, like
well,
listening.
Tyson's coming back.
No, stop, man.
Please. He is. He's fighting Floyd.
No, I don't want to be there for that. I do not want to be there for that.
The energy when he walked to the ring would be crazy.
There is, you've said this before. You said this the other day. There is something about Mike, and maybe it's just with people our age. There is just something about Mike that's different. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been around, like sitting here, for an hour yesterday with Dusty Baker, a guy who told stories about Hank Aaron and Satchel Paige and Jesse Jackson and, you know, like everyone, Willie Mays, everyone you can think of, managing Barry Bonds, you know, the Bartman incident. We didn't even talk about the fact he was with the Giants during the Earthquake World mm-hmm. Series. You know, the moment with us, like all of these moments, man. But and there's this. You know, there's this aura about Dusty that is just it brings just like you feel like you're best friends with him right away.
Right.
And there's guys that you meet where you like you're in the presence of something. You're in the presence of someone. I felt like that with LeBron. Mm. Like when you're around LeBron, it feels like something. Kobe is very welcoming. Like Kobe didn't have that same like he welcomes you in right away. Not that LeBron doesn't, but it was different. Mike is a guy who if he walked in the door right now, I'd be floored. And I don't know of an athlete or entertainer. Kendrick Lamar could walk in here and I'd have no reaction mm-hmm. other than I'd be thrilled to meet him.
Yeah.
If Mike Tyson walked through that door right now, I'd be shook.
Just be different.
I'd be shook because the aura around him, of course, for a lot of people my age, our age, what he meant to us, you know, growing up, like mm-hmm. sitting around watching his fights, like wondering I distinctly remember me and my grandpa saying we live next door to each other. Hey, you gotta go clean up. You gotta go shower and you know get your night clothes on. Come over and watch the fight. I'm gonna miss it. You better hurry. Man, go do it. I remember having people over for the Sphinx fight and it ending in 91 seconds or whatever it was. Yeah. Like he has like memories that like this those his aura lives with those memories.
Right.
And because he's a little off. You're not exactly sure who you're going to encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And like I watched the heart to heart thing that Kevin Hart did on, I don't know if it was on Apple. I don't know where I saw it, but he did this interview series. And most of them I didn't think were very good because it's just Kevin Hart kind of being Kevin Hart. And, you know, you get some funny moments out of it with Will Smith. On
that was
or
the
whatever.
One like in a wine cellar or something. Right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I gained a lot of respect for Kevin Hart because he did one with Mike and Mike Tyson he was just like, you could see Kevin Hart working because the little haha stuff, it wasn't working. Mike wasn't about it that day. Mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah, that aura with Mike still lives. And you could see Kevin like, oh, I'm going to work now. Cause if this is bad, one, the interview is going to suck. Two, I might piss him off and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And there's still this, even at, 60?
50? Yeah, 60-something, I think.
There's
yeah.
this aura about Mike. Like, no, Mike's going to beat Floyd Mayweather's ass.
Yeah.
Like, no, he's not. Like, if Mike doesn't die, I'll be thrilled.
Right.
But, like, there's this thing, like, yeah, Mike could do anything.
And Mike, the two things with him that is just awe-inspiring and special. Number one, like you mentioned, sometimes not all the way, a little off, like you said. Elevator don't go to the top floor sometimes.
Yeah.
But he is unbelievably candid in how he speaks when he does an interview about life situations, about himself, very self-aware of who he is and who he has been. And you just, it feels like you just don't see that, forget a celebrity, but just in people, the way he speaks sometimes, the mm-hmm. transparency.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's amazing about him.
Yeah.
Number two, how we think of Mike Tyson and what he actually was is kind of so different. It's like, how do I put it? He was better than this, right? He was much better than this. But the first name I just thought about in my head is like Mike Tyson was almost like Dante Culpepper. He hit the scene and Culpepper was going to change the game. Sure. He was the truth, cover of Madden. It was like this really high to start off. And then he wasn't that good no more. And when we talk about Mike, and when you talk about boxing and maybe sports in general, we talk about Mike in the same regards of Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard, Sugar mm-hmm. Ray Robertson, mm-hmm. Floyd Mayweather, yeah. All these guys. These guys ended up being the greatest to ever do it. Mike was not the greatest to ever do it, but he gets lumped in that because his impact was so great. He gets lumped in that category.
So I disagree with you, I think. I disagree with you in the sense of Mike was box office.
Mm-hmm.
When that position in sports meant something, I think it still meant a lot. You could argue it meant more in the 70s. I feel like in the 80s, being mm-hmm. the heavyweight champion of the world still meant something.
Absolutely.
And he was box office. I don't know how to compare him to Floyd in terms of, I know at the time when I was seven, my grandpa told me that Larry Holmes was a big fight. Like, now that I'm older, I'm not so sure that it was. Like, the same thing, like, I know Michael Spinks was a big fight. Now that I'm a little bit older, like, was it really as big as they said it was? Like, who? Like, the fight that I knew was the Evander Holyfield one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, all indications are Douglas was the tune-up for Evander, and that was going to be the one. That was going to be the Frazier-Ali one. And whatever happened. Mm-hmm. Mike's gone. He comes back. We get to that fight, and, like, I don't know how to measure, because everything for Mike changed after that.
Right.
Right? And I don't know how to equate that 1996 version of Mike Tyson mm-hmm. versus the version from, you know, early 1991. Like, that is a long period of time, and there's Frank Bruno's and Bruce Sheldon's and all of that stuff in there. But the only one that mattered, he lost to twice, and then the second one, mm-hmm. there was a moment of, like, vulnerability. Like, I know people, like, sports fans will hate this. Like, it's like when Ultimate Warrior beat Hulk Hogan. It was like, what? Like, no.
Right.
Why? Like, Evander, wow, he really beat him.
Yeah.
And you talk about, you know, I don't agree with the Dante Culpepper assessment. I feel like Mike was way bigger than Culpepper.
He was, for sure.
You know who Mike is, and again, in our world, he's Austin. Like, there was no, there's like, you could argue Austin versus Hogan, but in that moment in time, there's no bigger star
mm-hmm.
in the history of professional wrestling than Steve Austin in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it only lasted a couple of years. Like it legitimately lasted less than 5 years.
Right.
It was a really, really short window, and he gets lumped in with the Shawn Michaels, who was around 20 years, the Hulk Hogan, who dominated two decades, and things like that. that's where you know the Tyson comparison comes in. Is Tyson just ran through everybody, and then when it came time to kind of like cement yourself, he went away, and then when it was time to come back, I don't know if he wasn't that guy. I don't know if he was ever that guy.
Right.
Like, you talk about what ifs. We love sports what ifs, right? What if this player had been healthy? What if this had happened? What if Robert Horry missed the shot? What if Vlade grabbed? All of these what ifs. Mm-hmm. What if Mike had fought Evander Holyfield in 92? Mike's legacy? Like, if does Mike beat Evander Holyfield? Does Evander Holyfield beat Mike? What's Evander's Holyfield? What's his legacy if he beats Mike in 92?
Mm-hmm. I think... To use
did a, not think we were starting the show with a deep dive into Mike Tyson.
Robin Givens. Every 3 weeks or so, it happens. OJ. No. Every 3 weeks or so.
It happens.
It happens. Mike, this might be a little bit more on board. Mike might end up being like The Rock. Like, you studied wrestling. Would you say... The Rock is the same. Like, now seeing it in its totality, looking back and be like, that was actually kind of corny. He really did. Was The Rock the same as Austin and Hogan?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not The Rock.
Yeah, I mean, he was, like, I I've obviously turned on The Rock a little bit. Mm-hmm. That stuff was really corny. But you can't pretend like, I mean, they went crazy for him. When they tried to change his personality, mm-hmm. it didn't work. Like, mm-hmm. they just kept cheering louder for him. And no matter what he did, it worked with fans. Mm-hmm. And even to the point where he becomes Hollywood Rock, fans really are like, oh, this is great. This is awesome. So, he was.
That's fair. That's fair.
The final boss was ass.
6 weeks. 6 weeks, D-Lo. That's all he needed was 6 weeks. You just got to give him that time.
And it brought us back.
Because you weren't able to sell any records or you weren't able to sell any seats. Excuse me. Dwayne, he gets in his bag a little bit. But Mike Tyson is, to me, is like if Muhammad Ali would have lost damn near every fight after Sonny Liston. Sonny Liston, he shakes up the world, he knocks him out, he wins the world. If Ali lost all the Frazier fights, lost the Foreman fight, lost the Kenny Norton, like, or if Floyd Mayweather, uh-huh. if he would have lost every fight after, you might not recognize, but Arturo Gatti.
Okay.
If he would have lost the Pacquiao fight, the De La Hoya fight, the Cotto fight, the Canelo fight, we would not say Floyd Mayweather is the greatest, right?
Okay.
That's what Mike Tyson is. After the Spinks fight, that was it. He lost to Buster Douglas. He lost twice to Holyfield, got his ass beat by Lennox Lewis. He lost everything after that.
Is it fair to say Mike's career was essentially over after the Evander Holyfield fight, the second Evander Holyfield fight? He was 30 probably years old.
Yeah.
And he had fought what probably, what we say that was, 96? Mm-hmm. First one was 96, so the second one would have been 97. Mm-hmm. In the span of what, 6 years? Mm-hmm. Bruce Sheldon wasn't a...
No, I think he fought Frank Bruno after that, too. That was a big fight at the time.
Before Holyfield? After Evander?
It might have been before Holyfield.
Okay.
It might have been. I can't
remember. Okay, because I was going to say, he probably didn't really have a ton of...
Sorry, I'm not on my Burt sugar right now. But but no, he...
I just remember Ruddick and...
Razor Ruddick, that was a big-time fight.
Was it? Was it still at the time?
It was like, and it was an exciting fight. But that's the whole point. Razor Ruddick ended up being a footnote in boxing. He wasn't, at the time, we were like, oh man, Razor Ruddick, this is going to be crazy. He wasn't no Hall of Famer or nothing like that.
I feel like Mike allowed his career to become a punchline.
Mm.
And you say like if because I don't think the comparison if Floyd had lost all of the fights after whatever your you know seminal date is, it's like he went there were circumstances to Mike's career, and you know they're not the noble circumstances that were behind Muhammad Ali's career, but they are circumstances that are attached to his career that try to make me look at his boxing record, his career in its totality. Like I try to look at it in its totality when I factor that in. His career essentially ended after the second Holyfield fight. I don't remember who he fought after. I know Lennox Lewis was after that. I know he lost several fights after that. But once Evander got him again, that meltdown happened, and it was clear he was entering his second, what was going to be a second lengthy stint away from boxing. It was over. And then he went to WWE and saved it.
He did.
That's what the documentaries told me.
To answer your earlier question of what would have happened if he fought Holyfield in 92, looking back on it, hindsight is 2020. The way you would beat Mike Tyson is if you calm down and you weren't afraid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And if Evander still had that for 92 Mike Tyson, he would have beat him. Because he was a good enough boxer, and he even went into that first fight they had, like, I'm not afraid of Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. Like, I can beat him.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that. And the other thing that would happen, and we saw that a little bit, I think, in that second fight as well, because of Mike Tyson being who he is, if he saw that you weren't afraid of him, and he got to a point where he's like, I can't beat this guy, he was cooked. He'd either find a way to get out of the fight, which he did, or like Lennox Lewis, he'll just take the beating. But he would get to a point early after he did all his theatrics and all that other stuff and it wasn't working. I can't beat this guy. And he'll tap out. And you would have it be easy picking at that point. So I think if he would have fought Holyfield then, I believe, and Dr. David, you could tell me what you think as well in the chatty house, I think Holyfield would have got him in 92.
Well, the thing with Holyfield was always, he's a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And if a boxer kind of does what, if you get a boxer in the ring with Mike, who's not afraid of his power, he could get him. Like they were saying that in 88.
Mm-hmm.
Like they said that as long as you can't get caught up. You can't get caught up there in the ring with Mike. And then they say, well, don't let him hit you first. Cause that, you know, and then every fight, Mike will go out there and hit somebody. And you see them guys' eyes get big and it would just end it.
Yeah, it's different than
yeah, right. I'll say this because this show is going exactly as we planned it to
with me being here.
Right, but all the way down to my co-host being here. I think one of the greatest things about Mike Tyson is he's still here. There was a lot of concern he wouldn't be, and I think it's easy to pinpoint it to The Hangover. No one had ever seen Mike Tyson like that. You go back and you watch him in The Hangover. He's funny. He's engaging. That from one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
The other aspect, he looks awful. He's overweight.
Yeah.
He can't move the same.
Look like a punchline.
Yeah, he absolutely looked like a punchline. But that movie did so much for him. It changed his entire life. Like, if I told you 20 years ago, Casey, Mike Tyson is going to do a one-man show on Broadway based on an autobiography he wrote, you'd think that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He did it. And they filmed it.
Yeah.
For I think it was HBO.
It did numbers.
It did major numbers. Like Mike did a
and it was good.
Mike Tyson did a speaking circuit tour. Like that's crazy. So like that turnaround Mike is at, I really wish he wouldn't fight. But like that's the best thing about Mike to me is he kind of flipped the switch. He's leaned into the the marijuana usage and just turned that into something and he's in a better space.
Mike, when he, Jesse will remember this one. It's a classic. When he tickled the little guy, thinking he was a kid.
Oh, my God. Oh my God!
Picked him up, was giving him a kiss on his cheeks. Oh wow, he's so cute. Oh, wow.
He's a grown ass man,
yeah,
dog.
Mike, this is a grown man.
He's also, a grown ass man, dog.
The moral of this story: you know, KC is going to be at Mayweather Tyson. That's the moral of the story. We'll be there.
Thanks. You know what? Fine. It's fine. I'm down.
24 minutes on Mike Tyson. Wow. Yeah,
well, it's here in the rundown. Open the show. Talk about Mike Tyson.
It's here in the rundown.
Oh, 12:27. No, it doesn't say Brock Purdy will return to practice. It says let's talk about Mike Tyson for 25 minutes. What are we going to talk about next? Who knows? We'll find out together. Next on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.